I found this fascinating paper that just came out in Nature Communications, and you need to hear about it. It's all about virtual staining in histopathology. That's the process of recreating tissue stains digitally instead of using actual chemicals. What's the big breakthrough? They figured out how to make it work even when your data is messy. And let's be honest, real-world data is always messy. The paper is called Generative AI for Misalignment-Resistant Virtual Staining to Accelerate Histopathology Workflows. I know the title sounds a bit clinical, but the impact here is genuinely profound for labs around the world. Let me break down what they did and why you should care. Here's the context. Virtual staining has been the goal in digital pathology for years. It's actually a neat idea. Instead of soaking tissue in chemicals to make it visible under a microscope, you use machine learning to generate what a stained version would look like. The wins are obvious. Less tissue waste, faster processing, less manual labor, no chemical disposal headaches. The catch? Traditional models need perfectly paired images. For every unstained tissue sample, you need an exact match, same position, same lighting, same magnification. In real labs, that's nearly impossible to achieve at scale. So teams either spend hours manually aligning data, or they settle for training on imperfect datasets, which tanks the model's quality. This research group flipped the script. Instead of demanding perfect alignment up front, they built it into the learning process itself. They developed a cascaded registration mechanism. Basically, the framework teaches itself to align and register misaligned data while simultaneously learning the actual staining transformation. Think of it this way. The model learns to say, these images are shifted and slightly rotated. Let me figure out where they actually line up, then I'll learn the staining pattern. Two tasks happening at once. The results speak for themselves. On heavily misaligned datasets, their framework delivered a 23.8% improvement in image quality over existing methods. That's not a rounding error. That's the kind of leap a pathologist would genuinely notice. But here's what really matters. They brought in pathologists and showed them both real stains and AI-generated ones without revealing which was which. The doctors could tell them apart only about 52% of the time. That's basically a coin flip. What does that mean? The virtual stains looked clinically identical to chemically applied ones. This isn't just a win on paper. This is clinically viable. And they achieved this without reinventing the wheel on architecture. The cascaded registration works on top of existing models, so labs don't have to scrap their current setups and start fresh. Here's the practical angle. They fundamentally changed the data problem. Right now, building a virtual staining model means acquiring those perfectly aligned samples. That means special equipment, strict protocols, tons of manual work. With this approach, labs can work with reasonably good images that don't have perfect alignment. The model handles it. That's huge. Especially for smaller facilities or under-resourced labs. Think about the actual workflow. Histopathology labs process hundreds of slides daily. Cut out a chemical staining step. Use less tissue. Speed up the whole pipeline. These aren't flashy wins, but they compound. Over a year, across an institution, they matter. There's also the sustainability piece. Chemical staining creates waste. It's hazardous. Virtual staining? Completely non-destructive. You're working with digital files? The tissue stays intact. You could generate multiple virtual stains from one slide. Here's the real story. This work removes a major obstacle to actually using virtual staining in real hospitals. It's not another incremental tweak to the algorithm. It's a fundamental shift in how you approach data acquisition and preparation. By making the framework resistant to misalignment, they've made virtual staining genuinely practical for everyday clinical use. The authors themselves describe this as enabling a, quote, scalable and practical pathway to integrate virtual staining into routine clinical histopathology workflows. That's exactly what this is. This moves the technology from interesting research to implementable in your hospital next month. Quote, if you're a pathologist, run a lab, or follow digital imaging developments, read this one. The technical work is solid, but the clinical payoff is what matters. And it's clear, we're getting much closer to virtual staining becoming standard practice instead of a cutting-edge experiment. That's the paper. Definitely worth your time if you're tracking where digital pathology is heading.